something for the weekend. Paul Merriman is here from askpaul.ie. He is a financial planner, and we've been talking to you, Paul, all about pensions. Need to talk to you about if there is risk involved with pensions, because I ran into a man there a few weeks ago and he was telling me how he paid into his pension for 27 years into his company pension and then at the end of it got absolutely nothing. How can that happen? Is there risk?
Again, thanks for bringing this up, because this is something that people listening will probably have experienced, or their parents have gone through, or their auntie, uncle, or somebody they know. So what happened there, Trina, is like these pensions aren't really common. So some pension plans come from companies, and the companies say basically it's called a defined benefit. And basically the company says to you, Trina, you know, you started here when you're 20, and when you get to 65 years of age, we're guaranteed to pay you a pension of just, say, 50% of your salary forever. So Trina gets to 65 years of age, she's earning 60 grand a year, and the company have a promise to pay her 30 grand the day she dies. Now, if the company goes bang, most likely that pension goes bang as well. And that's what happens. It's not the same as having a pension plan that you're paying into, or your employer's paying in, or a private pension plan.
Okay.
So it's not really, it's not a pension, but it's a promise from a company. So for argument's sake, years ago, I'm ex-Irish Life. So when I worked in Irish Life, I would have had what's called a defined benefit pension plan. Paul, when you get the 65, it'll pay you X. So obviously I left, and I left the scheme. But that pension plan was wound down to new members. So people join Irish Life now don't get access to that really good pension plan, only people that are there years. Now, eventually, they probably won't get access to the pension plan. The pension plan will give them money to move to a similar kind of private pension plan that we spoke about earlier on.
Yeah.
And that's because, Trina, the older you live, the more risk. So think about it. Like my grandparents died when they were early 70s, and they were really old to me when I was a kid when they died. Now somebody in their 70s isn't old at all, because people are living longer and longer.
Mm.
But those promises were okay when these companies were maybe in the 60s or 70s, when people were dying in their late 60s, early 70s.
So they'd make a promise knowing well that the person would never get it.
No, they made the promise thinking they would, but the actuaries or the kind of finance guys behind it didn't kind of count on people living as long as they did, and kind of the demographics getting out. And they're still around. Some banks still promise DBs or still have DBs, but in my experience, you know, if you're in your 30s, even 40s, and you have a DB, it's very unlikely it's going to be there. And that doesn't mean you won't get money. So what they could do is transfer you out and say, you know, Trina, you're 52, we're closing down that pension, there's 300 grand, move it to another pension for yourself and secure the 300 grand. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think it was Water for Christopher, one of the big news in Irish pension business years ago, when their company went bang and they just couldn't afford to pay all the promises to all the staff. And that's when you hear about people losing their pension. But it wasn't, I'm not being rude saying this, it definitely was their pension, but it was based on a company's pension promising them something. Where if you set up a pension plan now in that Bank of Trina, as we spoke about earlier on, whatever's in that kitty when you get to retirement age is yours. There's no promises.
Yeah.
So if you don't invest it and you have it in cash, it will definitely be there. Okay. But if you invest it, it could be up or down in value, but there's no chance of losing it all.
Okay. Now, Paul, if someone wants to get on the pension bandwagon, is there any point in doing a Google search and looking for best pension in Ireland? Or is this something that really you need to see somebody?
No, you need to see a financial planner. You really, really, really do, because there's so many considerations. There's as much income tax you have, how you want to invest it, what your charging structures are going to be are very, very, very important, because there's a lot of fees and charges, hidden commissions and pension plans. So you want what's called 100% allocation, which means 100% of your money gets invested. So I've seen places like if people go directly to banks, they get absolutely robbed, in my opinion, on commissions. If you set one up directly with a bank, and you get nearly 5% taken on the way in. But remember, I said you're hoping to get 6% of a return.
Mm.
So if you're getting charged 5% on the way in, you're going nowhere. So you need to look out for a financial planner. You need to reach out to somebody to get them set up and to help you, because they are quite technical. But as well, It really, really, really depends. I think if I've done this interview, it could be loads of examples of females. When you're working with somebody, working your own, when you're self-employed, when you're PAYE, whether you're married, when you're single, whether you have a mortgage, what your plans are for the future, going at 50, going at 60, do you have any benefits from previous employment? There's just so much information that you require, in my professional opinion, to get it done correctly. So that's where you're usually better off giving a financial advisor an hour to help you get it all set up. And that's all it takes, is an hour of your time and a book with somebody good.
It can't do any harm. Paul, give us your details there, how we can contact you if we're interested in doing a pension.
Yes, well, there's loads of information on pensions on my Instagram page, first of all, which is that askpaul_now, and the same with Facebook as well. The Facebook page will be hopping. And then the web address is askpaul.ie, and you can book in with consultations through either of those as well, or ask us questions at any stage through Instagram. We try and get back to everybody within kind of 24, 36 hours. So yeah, I think there's a wealth of information on that page. And then like I said, if you want the consultation to get one set up, just land the page and book a consultation. It's that easy.
Great. Thanks so much, Paul. This is Something for the Weekend. No, it's Classic Hits.